That was Marian Nelson. Up next, Jason Ramirez has been garnished with the title Sandwich Artist for his colorful, whimsical, delectable, pop art-inspired paintings of, you guessed it, sandwiches. Let's get this out of the way. Do you now or have you ever worked for Subway?
No.
Okay. So when we call you a sandwich artist, nobody's going to be getting after us for copyright. This is not a sandwich artist Subway trademark. This is you like to paint images of sandwiches, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. With that, let's circle around to who are you? Did you grow up around here?
So yeah, so grew up in Alaska, born and raised, technically born in Homer, but I moved up to Soldotna when I was 4, so I count being born and raised in Soldotna.
Where'd you go to school?
Went K Beach, SMS, Skyview. Took mostly art classes, all the ones that I could.
Through high school?
Yep.
Did you do like KPC too?
And yep. Okay. I got an associate's from KPC. I couldn't decide what I wanted to be as my major. You know, I maybe fine arts, but then like 2 years in, I'm like, what am I going to do with a fine arts degree? Unless I'm going to go work at the museum in Anchorage or something. I don't know what I'm going to do with that. And I didn't really want to go up to Fairbanks. Because you have to go to Fairbanks to finish your fine arts degree because KPC and Anchorage don't have the facilities required for the classes.
Oh, gotcha.
So you have to go to Fairbanks for, okay. I believe it. Yeah, you have to go all the way up to Fairbanks. And I was like, I went and visited the campus and I was like, that I don't want to be isolated up north like that.
The appeal of the photo and the minus 30 degree sign in your underwear that
I'm actually not a winter guy either of all the states to be in. I can tolerate winter up to Christmas. You know, I'm like, I'm into the winter spirit and it snows pretty. But as soon as Christmas hits, all the joy is gone. And I'm like, okay, I'm ready for summer again.
Yeah. Fairbanks would probably not be a good fit.
Not really
then.
My spot.
Mediums, are there particular, you know, directions that you've gone or that
all the classes I could take, I would take as art through all my school education, you know, and I did focus on art a lot in college. So I did pretty much everything, drawing, sculpting. I mean, you have to do drawing. That's kind of the basis for every art.
Probably hard to get away without a drawing class.
I have an older brother, actually. He's really good at painting. He doesn't paint anymore, but he did when we were growing up. So I actually stayed away from painting. I focused on sculpting because, you know, I was like, oh, he's a painter, which is like, so I'm going to do sculpting because that's different from what
he does.
And never really, I mean, I'm not bad at it, but it never really felt kind of like what I wanted to do. I was mostly doing it because I wanted to do art, but I couldn't do painting because my brother did painting. So that was something else. And probably like four or five years ago, in college, I was like, why am I still living under the shadow of my brother? I'm older now. So I decided to take one painting class and it just clicked. I was like, oh my goodness, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I shouldn't be doing these other things. Clearly I should be painting. This is great. Actually they did a little, student exhibit and my painting got in there. One of the teachers bought it. So I actually sold in college. I only put it up for like 100, 150, really cheap. You know, for a painting.
Mm-hmm.
And then the psychology professor was like, you're only selling it for that much? He was like, well, of course I'm going to buy it. I love the colors. It's great. So that was like my first role. Like, clearly I should be painting.
Success.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
So that what, was, when you say it clicked for you, what do you mean? What was that feeling or what was the experience it felt like? Well, oh, okay. This is my deal.
Well, you know, you do art and I'm like, yeah, I'm good at this, but you know, some things don't quite make sense. And you know, it doesn't feel like when I'm sculpting, it's kind of frustrating. But when I'm painting, it's, you know, I put the paint on there. Sure, I make mistakes, but it's an enjoyable process. And I'm like, and it feels good and it looks right. And it's the feeling of like, this is successful. I know this is going to be successful and it feels good to do. And you feel like you get something out of it versus like when I was sculpting, I was more attacking the clay and being, it's not doing what I wanted to do. Why don't you want to work with me? I don't get that with painting. With painting, it's like, yes, this is, we understand each other and I can understand how the medium works and I can get it to do things that I want it to do. You know, that feeling of it's working. It's right. This is the medium I should be using.
Okay. Nice. And what kind of painting have you done? Like oil, acrylic, watercolor?
So I stick with acrylic because it's cheap.
There is that.
Because I do make mistakes. I have oils, but I'm afraid to use them because oils are expensive. And I've never tried oils. I stick with acrylics because that's what I know. I've been told all the techniques I use in acrylic are all oil painting techniques, so I should be using oils. Maybe one day. It's on the list to at least attempt it. But acrylics, because I know how to use them and they're not super expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you say you can paint over things when you make mistakes. What's your process like? Do you have, I mean, do you have a picture in mind that you want to get to, or you're just kind of messing around, or
a little bit of both? Okay. So, you know, depending on, I mean, I'm much better with a reference, you know, of course. Okay. If I have something to look off of, I know kind of how it's supposed to be. All my sandwiches, those are all photos, secret, big secret let out. Because I worked at Odie's for a very long time, worked there for 6 years. That's kind of why I started painting sandwiches, because I've been around them for so long, I thought it'd be fun to do. Those are all sandwiches that I have made and photographed and eaten. Those are all real things. And so I have that as a reference, and then I use that. I'm probably not the most correct or technical painter, because I definitely throw colors and paintings onto my canvas, and then I work from there. I don't really do the underlining. I know you're supposed to draw your painting out and, you know, block in your colors and stuff. I just kind of go.
Okay.
There's a lot of paint on my canvases. I kind of just fill it over, and I'm like, oh, that onion's not quite in the right spot. Paint over some tomato there and move the onion down a little bit. Oh, there it goes. That's where it's supposed to be. There's a lot of give and take and less precision than you're probably supposed to have, but it's my process. I'm a little bit messy when I paint.
So I am not an artist, nor do I play one on TV, nor have I ever been an art instructor, but I'm going to guess if I were any of those things, I would counsel you to lighten up on the supposed to. I mean, I know there are techniques and established practices, but at a certain point, I think, and you're a young guy, right? So you're kind of figuring out your deal and what you're doing and what you like and what you don't like. Maybe lighten up a little bit on yourself.
I mean, so you got to know the rules before you can break them, right?
True. That's okay, fair.
I took the art classes, and I never really followed rules in art classes. My art teachers, Celia would tell you, she would tell you that I definitely didn't follow rules in art class.
But you know there are rules, and you know what they are. Okay, yes. So.
And I definitely know that I could clean up my technique, because there is a little bit of a mess, but I mean, it turns out good, so.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. So you talked a little bit about how you got into the sandwiches. So mm-hmm. You worked at Odie, and the piece that you donated for our auction, of course, is a sandwich.
Yep.
Was that just like a one-off that you decided, hey, you know, actually, this is kind of fun? Or did you, while crafting your sandwiches, get into some wormhole of, oh, this is art meets life meets, like, how did that become a thing?
So, yeah, I worked there for 6 years. It was like my first major job. Great place. Recommend working there if you ever can. So it was actually for an assignment. We were supposed to do micro paint. It would pick a small subject and paint it in high definition was the assignment. And I was working at Odie's at the time, so I thought it'd be funny. Well, I'll just paint my lunch. So I made a nice sandwich, you know, I got the bread out, and I took my lunch break, and I stacked all my ingredients to the front and spent my time arranging all this. So I had a nice, very like commercial looking sandwich that I took a picture of, and I painted that. And I had a blast painting it. I thought it was hilarious, and everyone loved it, and they all thought it was great. And that's how it started. And what really kind of probably, maybe not cemented, but geared me towards becoming the sandwich guy is I entered that painting into a juried exhibit. Fine Art Center does a biannual juried exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
And I entered my assignment. It was a chicken cashew sandwich. I thought it would be funny because everyone liked it at the college, and the teacher said it was great.
Also,
and
actually, my favorite sandwich at Odie's.
A lot of people really like it. I entered that sandwich. And it actually won the juried exhibit.
Oh, very cool.
I had a little advantage because the guy who came and did the juried exhibit, he actually ate that sandwich when he arrived. So
perfect.
He was like, that's the sandwich that I ate. Of course, it's great. So I ended up winning that juried exhibit. My name's on a little plaque over there. And that was kind of like, okay, maybe I should just do that as a thing. That'll be my bit. I'll be the sandwich guy. So I've done four of those now. And yeah, so.
And so when you're painting these sandwiches, then this is like peak sandwich, I'm assuming, right? I mean, the ones that I've seen, it's nice, perky looking tomatoes and crisp lettuce. You're not like, you know, bottom of the crisper drawer sandwich ingredients. It seems
I cheat a little bit. My sandwiches are actually, I take all the ingredients and I push them to the front.
Okay.
And I stack them up and I look at them, what colors go good. And I definitely pick out nicer things. I don't work at Odie's anymore, so I don't get to make my own sandwiches. I have to ask the manager to make me a sandwich. I do. So the three that I've done that are hanging up at Odie's, those are all sandwiches that are on the menu. It's the classic, the veggie lovers, and the chicken cashew. Mm-hmm. And the one that I donated, I just asked for a sandwich with everything. And I asked the manager to make it for me, so he threw everything on a sandwich and took a picture. Or he sent it to me. I asked him to take a picture. He's like, "I'm too busy for that. I'll just make your sandwich." And I'm like, "Fair enough." He sent me that. I rearranged it when I got it.
Yeah, I was going to ask, did he know that he had to move all the ingredients to the front?
Well, told him it was for a painting, and he's like, "I'll do my best, but no promises." He did a decent job. I rearranged a couple things, and yeah, that's that one. And then I did another one for a... the Fine Arts Center was doing a mural,
the big mural,
and I was the giant sandwich. If you ever see a giant sandwich, most likely it's going to be me as the person who's doing the giant sandwich.
And not tired of the sandwiches yet? You're still enjoying doing them? And is it just the humor thing, or is there an actual aesthetic about the colors and the textures that you enjoy?
There actually is, because I've tried doing other foods, and they don't pan out right. And I do think there's a certain aesthetic to sandwich, now that I've painted them so much, that makes them look decent, because you got your bread, which is a nice texture, mm-hmm. and then your vegetables are going to have all sorts of color. Red tomatoes, purple onions, you got green lettuce, you got your cheese, which is going to be a nice yellow, a sauce if you put that on there, and you got cranberry sauce, which is going to be a nice like red, purple, violet, kind of burgundy-ish color. And they get layered up, so they're nice and neat. You know, so mm-hmm. it's easy, and they have a lot of nice texture. As you try to do another thing, like I don't want to say any other foods that I've tried, because I don't want to feel like I'm insulting the people who made or the businesses, because they're delicious. It just doesn't paint as well. But you know, your ingredients get mixed up, or you can't really layer them nicely, mm-hmm. or they don't have a great texture. So I've tried other things, but sandwiches just paint nicely in comparison to other foods, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't paint. I try not to paint too many sandwiches, just because I know they work. I like to challenge myself, and I'm like, well, I don't want to just be the sandwich guy. Sure, I could paint a bunch of sandwiches, but then I'm just the guy who paints a bunch of sandwiches, and so I try not to paint too many of them.
Okay.
Whenever I need a painting for something, that's my fallback. But I try to do other things.
You got the sandwich artist thing in the back pocket. Yeah. You can pull it out. So to me, the sandwiches feels very pop art, mm-hmm. you know, that imagery. Mm-hmm. And it's got the very crisp lines mm-hmm. like you see in a lot of pop art. It's not a lot of, you know, blended sunset mm-hmm. ombre sort of mm-hmm. effects. Do you get into the pop art thing? Or
I try.
Okay.
I do try to do pop art. I do like pop art. I do like colors. We could get into my personal view on art and all that stuff.
Oh, do it. Absolutely.
Well, so I'm a little on both sides of the fence. All right. I do like art. I mean, I love art. And I love pop art, and I think it's fun. I love painting it. It's great to do, you know, bright colors, and it doesn't have to be a serious subject. You know, you can appreciate art and look at it and just be like, that's a pretty piece. It doesn't have to mean anything, mm-hmm. which I love. I went to the New Orleans Museum, about a year ago. And I saw they had some Warhols there, and they were fun. I loved it. Because, you know, you see them on a digital image, and it's like, oh, it's just a guy's face embossed a couple times and layered over. But when you see it in front of the texture, and there's like glitter on them, and mm-hmm. you can see how they're brushed, I'm like, oh, this is great. This would be so much fun to have hanging up in my house. I would love this. But also, you know, there's the other side where it's like, but, you know, art has, what makes art special is it has the ability to convey, you know, really deep meanings and subjects, and kind of, you could argue the goal of art is to get the individual to look at it and think about what it means and try to understand the meaning of the art.
Right.
You know,
it is a very human endeavor to mm-hmm. be artistic. And so what are you trying to convey, and how are you connecting with others through imagery and mm-hmm. exceeds language barriers and all that good stuff.
I try to do a little bit of both.
Okay.
It's I think it's important to do you can like what you like and do what you want to do, but always, you know, try a little bit of something else. The whole lifelong learner thing, you know, always try a little bit. I really haven't cemented what my style is yet. I always try to do a new approach to my paintings, just because I feel like it's important to always to keep your vision open and your horizon open.
Yeah. Well, I hope you never do cement too firmly, because that sounds boring. Definitely, I mean, good to refine what you're interested in and, you know, what direction you want to go. And I can super see the appeal of that. But I think there's a line between refinement and ruts. Mm-hmm. And the ruts would probably not be super fun. So what kinds of things do you paint that's in that realm of more, you know, emotional or okay, I'll walk that back.
But I don't know if I should talk about it.
Well, you don't have to, you know, display it. I'm just curious what other directions you go in than pop art.
I guess you could say they're all kind of pop arty. Just because I really like colors, and I'm not very... I mean, I would like to be a bit softer in my approach. I do think it would be good for me to successfully paint a painting that's not just every color of the rainbow. I have one non-subjective piece that was a... It was a painting of a past relationship that I was really congested about. I wasn't able to do any more art. She's a great individual, lovely woman. I wish only the best for her. After our parting of ways, I couldn't express myself. And I was actually trying to paint a painting for a friend of mine. They were like, oh, I really like this. And then I was like, well, that's kind of in my area. I'll give it a shot. But it was just messy. It didn't look good. I couldn't get any of the colors to come out right. I couldn't get the composition right. And I'm like, why can't I paint this? Why am I not feeling this? And I kind of realized that it was because I didn't want to paint that. I was still upset about this relationship. And I had done, so I had put on, so what I did was I put on the music you would listen to, like really loud in my room, and I got all my paints out and I put them all on like a big palette, and I just grabbed a palette knife and I just started just throwing it all over the canvas. It just, this big mess. And it actually turned out great. It's one of my paintings that I have hanging up. It's finally for sale. I would put it on display, but I wouldn't have it for sale just because it wasn't quite ready to like let it go.
Right.
And now I'm ready to like, it's for sale now. We can, someone else can have it. It can move on. And I actually have a lot of people comment on it. They're like, I really like this painting. This is really pretty. I love, you know, and I'm like, yeah, because it is. It was a really, I did put a little bit of myself into that one. And some of my emotions in there.
Art as catharsis.
Yeah, it's essentially what I did. So that's probably my least pop arty, because that one is actually like, I don't want to say, because all my paintings are paintings, but that's probably the most like, I don't want, not successful, but it's much different than the rest of them, because I actually put myself as the artist into that piece. It actually has significance, because all my other paintings, you know, sandwiches and forests. I do a lot of landscapes. I have an octopus and some birds, and they're pretty paintings, but you know, they're not on that personal level and emotional level as this other painting.
Right. I mean, there's vulnerability in that you created this and you're sharing it with the world, but then there's vulnerability of you put yourself into it and you created it and you're sharing it with the world. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So sounds like you like some nature imagery as well.
I would say that's my backup past the sandwiches. I'd say number two is landscapes. I do
more realistic type landscapes.
I have a little bit of both. I have one that's real. I have a couple. So I have one that I did of Virgin Creek in Girdwood, and I sold that one actually. It was a 36x48, which is a pretty big painting. Mm-hmm. I did it in pretty much all green, because there's no green paintings. No one paints in just green.
Oh.
If you look around, you'll find that, you know, green isn't the most popular painting color.
Yeah, I'm going through my mental Rolodex here, and I'm not coming up with a super green.
So that one was like, okay. Which is because I thought that was because I'm like, it's forest, it's Alaska. There should be a lot of green paintings. So I did a giant green painting, essentially, and I sold that one because some guy was like, I love green. There's not enough green paintings. And I'm like, I know, right?
For every lid.
So I sold that one. But I do tend to oversaturate my landscapes as well. I like to make the colors more vibrant.
There's your pop art coming through.
Again,
okay.
I have another one that I sold. It was sold out in Creek Park, right where the creek meets the river. When you walk down there, I stood on that little metal grate and looked off to the left and painted that. But what I did is I put it into a photo editor and I just turned all the colors crazy, like blue, pinks, oranges. And I did that one with a palette knife, so it's got a lot of texture. I sold that one. There is a... another 36 by 48 that I did of a glacier and some spruce trees, but I did really blocky colors. You know, it's not like an accurate representation of a glacier. You can still tell it's a glacier, but it's very thick blues and lines and blocks. And the palm, or not the palm, totally wrong tree. The spruce, I want it to be summer again. The spruce trees are, what I did is I did really blocky, the branches, the twigs coming off. And then the tree itself is, it goes from pink to red to like dark red, that burgundy color that I like. Kind of radiating, looks kind of like it's glowing.
Cool.
So it's blue and red, and the color combination goes really well. There's a blue that I like, a blue and a red that I like to use, that they look really great.
So kind together. Of like graphic art meets painting.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
I have that one, and then I have, what's the other one that I did? The one that I haven't shown to the public yet. It's Tern Lake, I believe, on the way to Anchorage.
Yeah.
I did one of those because it's my girlfriend's favorite view.
That's a lot of people's favorite view, I think. Very popular.
I painted, she's like, I love this. Can I have it? I'm like, no, it's for sale.
No special discount. Wow.
Not for her. I mean, yes, I would paint her something for free, but that one's for sale.
Okay. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. So how has the last year been for you with pandemic and stress and isolation? Is art a comfort or an outlet in times like that? Or was it tough to get yourself in the creative mindset at all?
So it's a little bit of both. So with me, my paintings can take, you know, a week if I'm really feeling it. And if I'm just not getting it, it takes a month or two. So, you know, that one that I haven't shown, the Tern Lake, took me like a week, because as soon as I put the paint on there, I was like, yeah, this is going to hit. And I did it and I knocked it out and it was no problem. But I have like three paintings that are facing the wall because I don't want to look at them because they just won't happen. So yeah, during for this whole lockdown, it was really hit or miss, just depending on if I was feeling it that day, if the composition was what I wanted to do. Because I have a show coming up in at Kaladi's in August that I need paintings for. And So I know that people like salmon and bears, and that's what sells in August.
Audience.
So I'm trying to paint salmon and bears and moose, but it's just not happening. So that's what I spent COVID doing, was painting a bunch of paintings that I just cannot. It's just not my subject. I don't know what it is, but I cannot get them to turn out in a way that I want to display to the public. Maybe I will finish them at some point, get them out from behind my closet door and give them another shot.
Okay. So I have a concept for you.
Yes.
Moose burgers.
See.
You could marry the two.
So I have a friend who works over at Cannon River Brewery, and they want me to put my stuff up there too. So I've been thinking, I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? Because I'm going to put something up there. I can't just be the sandwiches. I got to make it relevant to the location. So beer, and I know they do the burgers, but like, is anyone going to realize it's burger? Because you know, doing an Odie sandwich, Odie's does sandwiches. That's what they're known for. That's their thing. Yeah. So I can paint an Odie sandwich, and they're like, oh, it's an Odie sandwich. That's great. But can I be like, it's a Kenai River Brewery burger? Is that what they're known for? Is somebody going to be like, oh, it's my favorite burger? I don't know if that's going to hit the same way as an Odie sandwich.
Yeah, they're a little more known for their like niche brunch spam usage. Mm-hmm. Maybe
I have been a heavy advocate for the spam. I've gone there every Thursday for like the past 3 years.
You would probably at least make Doug and the kitchen crew happy if you did a send up of spam in some sort. But yeah, I feel you on the moose and the bears and all that. It is certainly popular around here. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, a lot of people do it as well. So do you want to be yet another version of the moose and bears? You know that people will dig it. But then again, there's so much competition in the moose and bear approach. So yeah, I'm not an artist. I don't have to struggle with these things.
I feel like I got to do a little bit just because that's what gets your foot in the door. If you're known, you can at least do a salmon, and somebody who owns a lodge mentions you to someone, and then it kind of goes from there.
Yeah. Okay. Another question I've been asking everybody that elicits some kind of across the board results. So here it is. At what point, if you remember specifically or even just generally, did you start thinking of yourself as an artist?
That was when I sold my first more than $100 painting.
Okay.
Because from a professional standpoint, because, you know, I like to paint. Yeah, you're an artist. You do art. You like to do art. But to be a professional artist, I would say you have to, in my opinion, for me, was I have to sell a piece, you know, for a price that I'm uncomfortable asking to a stranger who says, yes, I think your painting is worth that value, and bought it. I sold, you know, one of my $500 paintings the very first time. I was like, I guess you could say I'm a successful artist. I have made a profit off of, you know, what I've created from like a job standpoint, mm-hmm. from an income standpoint. You could, someone out there is going to be like, that guy's an artist. I bought his painting. He does art. You can contact him for, and I guess, yeah, sure. That's a superficial way of looking at it. But for me, officially being an artist, you can put that on a business card. You can market your, or show yourself as one. I would say for me is when I sold my first big painting, you know, and then I got my shows and locations and stuff. And in broadcasting myself as an artist, and individuals are saying, yes, you are an artist. That, for me, is what it was.
Okay. So what does being an artist mean in your life? Is that still linked to, I make a certain amount of money and I have a certain amount of success? Or is that a different
thing?
That's
different.
For you?
That okay. one, this is the one I was dreading more than the other one.
Okay.
So for me... For me, being an artist is kind of an appraisal of personal growth, because I'm an individual who suffers from depression. I have problems with that. And being an artist, it's partly a tool. It helps me get out of bed sometimes. I have those days where, you know, I don't want to be awake. I don't want to exist today. I don't mm-hmm. want to do anything. But I have this tool where I can be like, you know what, at least get out of bed. You know that painting needs a little more red in the sky. You've been thinking about applying it. We're going to get out of bed. We're going to go. It's a low energy project. You know, you enjoy it a little bit. Get out of bed. Put some painting on there. We'll go from there. We'll take it one step at a time today. So it's a useful tool to do that. And also being willing to show these things that I've created to the public and having other people look at them and appraise them. And give opinions on them and putting my name on a painting was the thing that I was terrified of doing. I didn't actually do it until I had my paintings up in Odie's. I had like 10 paintings done, and I talked to my boss and I was like, hey, listen, I paint. And I showed her my painting from school, the sandwich that I did. And she's like, oh, that's great. Of course I want you in here. And I didn't actually sign them until I had put them on the wall in the deli. And I asked the people, my friends, I went to the kitchen and I was like, hey, I need a marker. Can I get a marker? And they gave me a black Sharpie and I officially signed all my paintings. I figured out what my signature was going to be because I hadn't thought about it. And I officially was like, this is me. I'm Jason Ramirez. I have my paintings. Here's my contact information. Here are all the things that I've done. Please like them. Don't be mean about my paintings. And that was, so that's, you know, it's important that I keep up on this because it's what helps me progress as an individual and keep moving in a forward direction, constantly work on these things, put them out there, be confident about it. You know, people want to look at these. So it's an important part of my personal growth and forward movement as an individual.
Perfect. And if anyone out there wants to help fund your personal growth in the future and your identity as a professional artist, it sounds like you got some shows coming up. What are all the ways that people could find you and your work?
So I have my stuff hanging up in Odie's right now. I don't know how much longer they're going to be up there. They've been up there for like a year or two, and you know,
well, you can pretty much, you know, cancel out all of COVID.
Like I said, they want to put my friend wants me to put my stuff up in Keener River Brewery, and unfortunately I haven't finished as many paintings as I would like to finish. Half of them are hiding in the closet because I don't like them. So I'm probably going to be taking those out of Odie's in the next 3-4 months, definitely by August, because I need them for Kalati's. It's going to be a new Kalati's, the one in the Safeway parking lot,
right?
I don't know the official address.
Yeah, Sterling Highway, Kalati's. Yep.
Yeah, new Kalati's. They're going to be hanging up in there in August, and at some point either before that or after that, they will be in the brewery. And I have my email, JA Ramirez, aka JA Ramirez.
Do you have a website or anything like that?
So not yes and no. There's a Hannah Parker. I had to think for a sec. The name wasn't coming into my brain. Hannah Parker, she does digital photos of paintings. She works with a lot of local artists. She has a website, Alaska Vision, where she makes profiles for all the artists that she works with and puts the paintings that she does, that she does the color correction and gets the digital file. She puts them up there. So I am on that website. You can search Jason Ramirez on there and it'll pull up my portfolio of the paintings that I've done in the past. So outside of that website or my email, that's pretty much how to get a hold of me.
And of course, your piece will be in our show through April at Veronica's as well. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate it. Tune in next week at 11 a.m. Monday and 10 a.m. Sunday for profiles of Melinda Hirschberger, Sandra Sterling, and Abby Ulin.